of a gloomy rainy day in the city of Chicago. I'm Lisa Dent in for John Williams. Maybe a good day to tuck into Simon's Tavern up in Andersonville. Emma Krupp is on the phone. Emma is the Time Out Chicago editor, and everybody is buzzing about the fact, Emma, that Andersonville landed number two on this list. Why don't you tell us about that? How did that happen?
Yeah, so every year, Time Out Month, this global project called the Time Out Index Survey, which basically assesses city dwellers from across the globe and asks them about what life is like in their cities. And so this year in 2021, we had 27,000 respondents, and we get a whole bunch of data from those responses. And one of them that we get is coolest neighborhoods in each individual city. So city editors, like in Chicago, receive a short list of responses from voters, and then we kind of decide based on, you know, how folks are feeling, and then, you know, according to our parameters, what the coolest neighborhood in the city is. And so this year for us, that was Andersonville.
I got to tell you, I love Time Out. Whenever I travel to a new city, if they don't have it in the hotel room, I'm like on the search, because it's got everything, you know, it's got all those quirky little things you want to check out in a new city that you might overlook or forget about. And it's just a great publication, and it's always free, right? Nobody pays for Time Out, do they?
That's right. Yeah, it's free.
So do you spend any time in Andersonville?
I do. Yeah, I really like Andersonville. I've been going. Hopleaf was actually one of the first. I went to college here, and Hopleaf was one of the first bars I started spending time at when I was still in school. So it has a very special spot in my heart. I also love Simon's Tavern, like you mentioned earlier.
I was looking. I was asking if the puppet bike was still, you know, making its rounds around Andersonville, because that was so eclectic and so fun. And somebody just texted from 312 and said the puppet bike has retired or closed. That's kind of.
I haven't seen the puppet bike in a little bit.
So, what other cities? Like, who bested us? Who's cooler than Andersonville?
So only one city bested us this year, which is pretty exciting, and it's Nørrebro in Copenhagen, which honestly is a pretty cool area as well. You know, it's got a great sort of combination of history and a really lively bar scene and cool little shops and a really amazing cemetery, strangely enough. Hans Christian Andersen is buried there. And then a little further down the list, so we're number two. Andersonville is number two, and the number three is Jongno Triga in Seoul, which is the heart of Seoul's LGBTQ+ community, and also like a really cool place to explore different shops and different parks and things like that. And then fourth is Leith in Edinburgh, former seaport, well, still a seaport, but has since kind of become a cultural hub in the city. And then five is Station District in Vilnius, which has a bunch of cool clubs. But then there are 49 that are on the list this year. So it's pretty special that Andersonville got the ranking that it did.
Has any area of Chicago ever been this high on the list of the world's coolest towns or areas?
You know, I will say that it has been a very long time I can't quite remember the last time that it cracked the top 10, but I think last year, for instance, our pick was Uptown, and I believe it did make the top 20, but it was not certainly anywhere near close to number two, which is.
And then I
cool.
see Chelsea in New York made the list, and Silver Lake in Los Angeles made the list. But the fact that Andersonville is number two on the list of the world's coolest neighborhoods is in itself pretty cool. And I noticed that a lot of these have a good or a solid foundation that supports LGBTQ+ people. Is that true? Does that play in the factor of making a neighborhood cool?
Definitely. So this year, you know, cool is kind of a difficult adjective to define. It's pretty subjective from person to person. So we take sort of like standard qualities like the food and drink scene or nightlife and culture. But this year, especially given, you know, the toll that the pandemic has taken over the past 18 months, we've more heavily weighed things like community spirit and resilience and sustainability and like a really just sort of like a real community-centric look at all these different neighborhoods. And I think certainly being LGBTQ plus friendly plays into that pretty heavily.
So really, Andersonville was always known as the Swedish neighborhood, right? The Swedish destination. Mm-hmm. I think the Swedish American Museum is there, if that is the title of it. And has some of that flavor been lost? Because I know it's become much more diverse, or is it still fairly intact?
So I think that's one of the really neat things about Andersonville is that, you know, while most of the Swedish immigrant population has, of course, since migrated out of the city, it definitely still has that cultural flair, you know, from the Swedish American Museum has a really awesome, you know, like giant Swedish flag on the water tower on top of its building. And there are a bunch of sort of Scandinavian inspired cafes, you know, from Lost Larson, to Simon's Tavern and places where you can kind of like indulge in little Scandinavian traditions.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah. I really love that neighborhood. For me, it's a destination because I live in the burbs. So when I want to have a great dinner or, you know, do a little Christmas shopping or something, that's when I head to Andersonville. For people who live in the city, it's just one of the go-to places all the time. So Andersonville, the world's coolest neighborhood, number two on the list. That's according to Time Out magazine. And who you're hearing on the radio right now is Emma Krupp. She's a Time Out Chicago editor. Somebody from 219 just said, I'm Lithuanian, and Vilnius in Lithuania made number five on the spot. So people are paying attention to this list. It's a source of pride, right?
Yeah, it absolutely is. It absolutely is. And it's cool. You know, it's cool to kind of find where your city falls in the ranking every year.
And so does every staff for Time Out worldwide participate? Do you guys kind of argue back and forth like, no, it's really Andersonville, it's not Chelsea in New York, or is it all done via email and you just put in your votes and kind of tabulate that way?
You know, basically on my end, once we make the decision that once we pick Andersonville, it sort of goes up to the higher ups, and then they're sifting through all of the arguments that have been presented from individual editors or staffers, which sort of makes it, it makes it even cooler for us, right? Like, because,
yeah. Well, Emma, you've done your job. You obviously took it up. You took it up the ranks, yeah. And you presented a good case to make Andersonville one of the coolest neighborhoods, and everybody's buzzing about it today. So is that featured in this current edition of Time Out magazine?
So this is an online... this is just an online feature.
Okay.
So you can read the 49 coolest neighborhoods in the world on Time Out's global website. And then we have our individual features on Andersonville on our own website, Time Out Chicago.
And I think you're a little partial because you did go up to school in that area. You like that area. So you pushed hard for it, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well,
but we're working with data. Like, it's part of the responses that we got from people who live in Chicago. So clearly there is some sort of consensus here.
Well, thank you for giving me a buzz today. I think it's awesome that Andersonville has been named one of the world's coolest neighborhoods. We appreciate it. And honestly, I really do like your magazine and your online site. So timeoutchicago.com, is that where people go to check it out?
That's correct.
Okay. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks so much.